The Iowa Legislature's 2014 session gets underway at 10 o'clock Monday morning. State Representative Jerry Kern says thanks to work done last year on education reform and commercial property taxes, the only significant issue this year is crafting Iowa's budget. The Keokuk Democrat says with that in mind and 2014 being an election year, he anticipates the session wrapping up in mid-April.
Everybody's ready to get out of Dodge, so to speak, and get on the election trail and June primary coming up not too long after that.
Is that also going to be maybe the reason why you're not going to see as many big issues? Obviously, you mentioned a couple of the big ones from last year, but because it's an election year, maybe people holding off on those hot-button topics?
Well, to some extent, but to a larger extent, they've been addressed already. So, other than maybe some tweaking on some of the things that have shown up as a problem area in those same areas, why? I think it's mostly because we basically did a job last year on most of the big issues.
Have you heard of any areas such as education, mental health reform, that you guys are going to have to tweak, any issues that have come up? Are you getting any heads up about those?
On education, I think there is a couple of items, and I haven't researched them yet, but I'm getting the indication from some of the committee members on the education committee, which I am not on, so I'm not quite privy to as much as they are, that there could be some things we'd have to address there.
In terms of the budget, how is Iowa looking when it comes to the budget? What are you hearing?
Budget is in great shape. We've had growth. We did have a little downturn compared to the previous year in the last quarter of 13, but in fact, it's still a growth factor. We've got $800 and some million, something under $1 billion at least in reserves and year-end balances. So we're in pretty good shape. Now there is a little bit of a debate about we do have good balances, but in fact we've actually committed a lot of that money this year and future years in the way of the property tax credits that will be given for commercial property tax relief. And also for the education that'll grow each year because of the fact that we're, as we allow so much to go, it's gonna grow.
Do you see the opportunity, maybe areas that have been cut in the past to maybe be backfilled? Are we to that point in the strength of the budget, or is it still a little cautious?
I think in the House, the leadership is cautious on that. There's probably more thought that in the Senate that could be something that should be done. Things like the loss of personnel we've had over the last few years in State Patrol, for example, in institutional staffing such as a prison. Those are areas where we have always tried to get some additional funds. Justice is another department in the courts. And I think the Senate will be doing some of that. I'm not sure the House is going to agree to that because of the fact that they believe that we've already committed these funds, as I said earlier, and we need to be very cautious on overspending what they believe is a safe year or two in balances.
Do you anticipate any discussion about the workforce development offices? That was such a big topic in 2013. Do you see any discussion in 2014?
Maybe discussion, but I don't see any solution to the closed offices, no. For one thing, the executive branch is just absolutely not in agreement to do that. They are trying to streamline the department. That means less locations, less personnel.
When it comes to a gasoline tax, is that even going to be on the table this year?
I think there'll be some discussion. I don't think there'll be any action. At one time, the governor was saying we ought to maybe do an 8 or 10 cents a couple of years ago, seemed to be open to it. But since then, whether it's because it's not a popular item, because the polls don't show that the folks would think that's a great idea, that it's needed. But he has now become a little cooler to the idea. And saying that we ought to find some alternative ways to raise funds for construction and maintenance of the highways.
For yourself, priorities for 2014?
pretty much to again work the budget to get a good figure, end year end figure for it. I'd like to see some things in the way of I'm on a number of committees that the Ways and Means is one. There will be possibly a tax, income tax issue come up. I'm going to be very cautious on doing anything there in favor of that, because I think it's going to be probably detrimental to the average person. I'm fearful that the Ways and Means Committee, or at least some members, we'll say, look, we need to revamp our income tax, get it more towards a flat, or maybe even look at a sales tax to replace some of it and reduce the rates compared to other states that think they're high. Overall, I don't believe they are when you compare all taxes, but that's something that they think I have heard that may come up. My position on that's going to be I don't think I want to tinker with that this year.
Any other final thoughts on the upcoming session?
Well, I'd like to see something in veterans. It's one of the best committees in the whole House. We do work together very well there. I think we'll see some more things come out of that for the benefit of our Iowa veterans. A labor committee, I see absolutely nothing come out. I serve on that. I'd like to see some things that would be a benefit to working folks there, but I don't think we're going to have much. We had, I think, two or three meetings last year total in that committee, and I expect we'll see about the same this year.
State Representative Jerry Kern says he also expects to see a push in Des Moines to expand the reach of high-speed internet in Iowa. The Keokuk Democrat says he fully supports such an initiative. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.